say some drush on that. I have a vart. This vart is a knockout. You don't faint on the floor from such a good Dvar Torah that I'm in trouble. This vart, Rav Simcha Soloveitchik told me this vart. It's an incredible chiddush. He didn't tell me the entire vart. He told me 80% of the vart. Question is, in the Haggadah we say the expression HaKadosh Baruch Hu. By the way, when did that term come into existence? Who invented this phrase referring to Hashem with the term HaKadosh Baruch Hu? I asked him this. He told me it's a Tana Debei Eliyahu. It's a Medrash. The first time this appears, it's not in the Pasuk anywhere. It's not a... Earliest source are Midrashim. The earliest Midrashim that we know that were written probably before the Gemara, they're like the time of the Tanaim, before the Tanaim in fact, is the term HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What in the world does this term mean? Now, to elaborate, in the Haggadah, it's interesting to note that we say every word of the Haggadah is calculated. There's no word in the Haggadah that's not there by accident. Every word there is by design. It's Kodesh Kadoshim. The Haggadah was written by, they say, Eliyahu HaNavi. Who's the Mechaber, right? You go to the Haggadah. Who wrote the text? So the tradition is Eliyahu HaNavi wrote the text. It fits very well because Tan de Eliyahu is the Midrashim of Eliyahu HaNavi. So it's not a coincidence that in the Haggadah twice does it appear the expression HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Anyone remember which of the two times it appears? Vishyanda. Lava saying the Vlon Shlechab Echabal El Bushabachol Dor Vada Oyim the Lane Lachalas and Viha Kadosh Baruchu Matsilain the Miyada. The second reference? Tseil Mad Shakadosh Baruchu Chishev S Hakates. Hashem calculated the Kates. The Zman the Geula. Okay. What does it mean Kadosh Baruch Hu? So now this should touch a chord amongst us because we just spending so much time learning Yecheskel and we spent two rounds learning about the Maisa Merkava. What does it say in the Maisa Merkava? It says, what did Yecheskel hear the Malachim say? Baruch Kivoid Hashem Mimi Koimai. Now when we learn Yecheskel, we mentioned that there's another Maisa Mer, another vision of Hashem's, not the Merkava, of Hashem's Kise, and that is from Yeshaya. Yeshaya also had a vision of what is going on in Shemayim, and Yeshaya heard the Malachim say one to another, Kadosh, 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 Hashem Tzivakos, Meloi Chol Aretz Kivodah. So every day in Davening and in Kedusha, what do? We combine the vision of Yeshaya with the vision of Yechesed. What I'm telling you now is a repeat of what we went through this when we learned the Maisa Merkava. We learned the Maisa Merkava. I'm telling you exactly what we said then. Let me just turn to the page in Davening. Okay, so we have over here the Malachim say, and then we fast forward approximately 200 years. Okay, that's a very quick adjustment, especially when you're davening Shachris 99 miles an hour, and you're going that fast, and then you take a quantum leap 200 years ahead. You mention Yeshaya, Kadosh, and then you mention Yechezkel. Why did Yeshaya say Kadosh, 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 Hashem, Tzivakos, Meloch, Haaretz, Kivodah? Why did Yechezkel say Baruch, Kvod Hashem, Mimakamah? The answer is, Yeshaya saw Hashem everywhere. Miloi Chol Haaretz, Kivodah. Wherever I go, I see Hashem. I see Hashem here, here, here. Ask a person, where is Hashem? Right here. I see him right here. Why? Because Yeshaya lived in the time Bizman Shabes Hamigdash Hayakayam. And it was 200 years before the Korban. Hashem was not on the Merkava. He was not going anywhere. Hashem was Yoishev al Hakisei. Hashem is at home. He's just warning, you know, you'd better stop behaving yourself or there are going to be problems 200 years down the line. But at that point in time, the Shekhinah was in its greatest intensity in the Beis HaMikdash, which from there spread to the entire world, and indeed, the ordinary man in the street can perceive the Kedusha, Miloi Chol Aretz Kivodai. Yechezkel lived at the time of the Churban. The Shekhinah left the Kisei, it got onto the Merkava, the chariot, which is the vehicle, its transport, whether it's Air Force One, Marine One, the Beast, whatever you want to call it, it left its moishav and it went on. I'm going, bye-bye. See you later, guys. I'm out of here. I don't want to be part of you anymore. I'm out of here. The Shekhinah is leaving. When the Shekhinah is leaving, what do you say? Baruch Kvod Hashem mimikoymoi. Blessed are you, Hashem, from your makoim. Where is Hashem's makoim? Ayei mikoim kivoydoi. That's as we elaborate in the Kedusha. Baruch Hashem, wherever it is, I don't know, it's somewhere. It's not here. It's difficult to uncover. It's nelam. It's nistar. Yecheskel is describing a time of hester panim, when the Shekhinah is leaving. It's on the Merkava. No longer is it niloy chol aretz kivoydoi. It's ayei mikoim mimikoimoi. Ayei mikoim kivoydoi. Makom is always hidden. It's nistar. It's not accessible. So what do we say in Kedusha? In Kedusha we say it's all the same. There are tekufos in our life of kadosh, 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 Hashem, tzivakos, moloi, chol aretz, kivoda. We all have tekufos in life when we say, wow, that's a miracle. How in the world did this happen? This is just amazing. Miloi, chol aretz, kivoda. And then we all have tekufos in our life of hester panim. It's not so easy. Not so easy. Ayei mikoyim kivoda. Nevertheless, it requires emuna, baruch kivoid Hashem mimikoimoi. I have emuna that Hashem is here, Hashem is calling the shots, he's invisible, but Hashem is the manhig mimikoimoi. We combine the nevuah of Yeshaya and the nevuah of Yecheskel. That's exactly what it means, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What is the first word of Hashem's title? Kadosh. Kadosh is short for Kadosh, 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 Hashem, Tzivakos, Muloi, Chol Aretz, Kivodo, Yeshaya. What is Baruch? Baruch is short for Baruch, Kivod, Hashem, Mimikoimo. HaKadosh is Yeshaya. Baruch is Yecheskel. Who? It's all the same. Don't think that sometimes this Hashem is Benigla, Hashem is here, Hashem is there. Hashem is always there. Sometimes Hashem allows himself to be seen, and sometimes mimikoimai, he does not allow himself to be seen. The term HaKadosh Baruch Hu, as explained by Rav Simcha Soloveitchik, this is his chiddush. You're not going to see this anywhere. This is his yesoid, his chiddush. Brilliant, brilliant. I mean, super brilliant. It's just a combination of what we say in davening multiple times in Kedusha and in Shacharis. There's Yeshaya, there's Yecheskel. Yeshaya represents Gilu, Yecheskel represents Hester Panim. That is the Ribbono Shel Olam. That's the totality of Hashem. He is Kadosh, he is Baruch, and it's who? It's all the same. It's just, that's Hashem's Hanhaga. Sometimes Begilu, sometimes Benister, Zehu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Now let's go back to the Haggadah. That is why in the Haggadah, Bidafka, Hashem's name appears twice, because each one represents exactly this theme. The first time it says Hashem's name is Vehishamda. No, Let's talk about Vehishamda first. Let's just for our purpose. Vehishamda. Okay, Vehishamda. Vehishamda. Shebechol dor v'dor oimdim oleinu l'chalaseinu v'yachkadosh baruch hu matzileinu miyadam. There is no greater gilui, revelation, miloi chol ha'aretz kivodo, the fact that we are still here today. That we have survived against all odds. This is the greatest miracle possible, greater than Yitzias Mitzrayim, out the Jewish survival. This is Kadosh, Kadosh, Kadosh. This is the element of Hashem's name that is Kadosh, Miloi Chol Aretz Kivoydoi. When's the other time where we say Kadosh Baruch Hu? She HaKadosh Baruch Hu Chishev Es HaKetz. There is no greater secret in the whole world, from the beginning of time to the end of time. The greater, even the NSA doesn't know. even all of the spy agencies in the world, all put together, do not know the Zman of Mashiach, the Ketz HaMashiach. This is the ultimate Hester, the ultimate Hester Panim of the Gili Hashem, Mimikoimoi, Baruch Kivoid Hashem mimikoimai, when he wants his giloi. That's the other dimension of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, with the emphasis in bold, the Baruch. But it's who? It's all the same. So these ideas go together. We have the term HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Yeshaya, Yecheskel, it's all the same. In the Haggadah, this term appears twice. Why? The first time, or one time, it's emphasizing the element of Kadosh, the greatest revelation that we exist, that we still exist. The second time it appears, it's focusing on the greatest element of dimension of Yecheskel, of Hester Panim, the Ketz HaYamin, the Kadosh. Who? It's all the same. The fact that we survive, now this is the real catch, the real knesh comes on. The fact that we survive, they all go together. L'umasam baruch, l'umasam eshapim, detoli zebezeh. The fact that we have survived this long, this itself is the greatest proof that Mashiach is around the corner. Because you can't separate one from the other. Being that the greatest gilui and the greatest hester is all toli zebezeh, if we're still here, in he'alof, in tovshin, ayin zayin, this itself is the greatest gilui, Mashiach's coming. There's going to be the HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Chishev Es HaKeitz, the Hester is going to be revealed. That's the Nechama. That is the Nechama of the Haggadah. Okay, now along these lines, let me elaborate a little bit more. The similar idea, which ties into what we learned yesterday. Yes, I saw this one in Rabbi Schlesinger's Haggadah. Beautiful Haggadah. Someone wrote it up from his tapes. It's already been out a couple of years, this Haggadah. And yesterday we discussed Hallel. We recite the night of Seder, we recite Hallel. Now, remember when on Purim, right before Purim, I told you a Vart in two parts about relating to the first Mishnah, Masechet Megillah. How does the Mishnah begin? Megillah Nikreis, B'yud Aleph, Yud Beis. I'm not going to go through the whole thing. Very quickly, the Rosh Hashanah, B'yud Aleph, Yud Beis, Yud Gimel, Yud Aleph, Tezvav, Loi Pachus, V'lo Yoyser. What is Yud Aleph, Yud Beis, Yud Gimel, Yud Aleph, what are all those numbers add up to? They add up to 65. 11, 12, 13, 14, 15 is 65. Loi pachus, v'lo yoyser. What's less than 11? 10. What's yoyser? What's yoyser then? 15 is 16. 16 plus 10 is 26. Which means there are two shemos. There's a shem aleph, dalet, nun, yud. And then there's a shem of yud, kei, vav, kei. Yud-Kei-Vav-Kei is 26, aleph, dalet, nun, yud is 65. And that means that the Megillah's nikreis, the shem Adnus, which is 65, but not with the shame Yudke Vavke. Not with the shame Yudke Vavke. And we explain that to me. I give you a whole drasha what that means. It means that Hashem told Avram Avinu, Hashem told Moshe, Ushmi Hashem lo inodati lohem. They were not makir the midas amidas shali, that I'm neman l'shalem socher. I'm going to give them reward. And we explain that the Megillah, we didn't get anything. Purim is not a holiday where we got something. The shame Yud Kei Vav Kei, according to the Torah, what Hashem said to Moshe means, I made them promises, but I did not fulfill my promises. Yud Kei Vav Kei means, I fulfilled my promises. I did not fulfill my promises to them, so they don't even know what Yud Kei Vav Kei means. Purim, you don't lay in the Megillah with Yud Al, with Yud, like Pachos, Lo Yoyser. Purim is not a holiday when we got anything. We got nothing on Purim. But what then is Purim? Is a Hakara of that Hashem is the manik. Pesach, we got something, we got Cheres. Sukkot, we got Anani Akavod. Every holiday we get something, we get a gift. Purim, we didn't get anything. There was a danger, and the danger passed. Getting out of the danger is not called getting. It's just you going back to where you should have been to begin with. You didn't get anything new. It's a recognition, Aleph, Dalet, Nun, Yun, which means, Hashem, you are the manik. Avraham Avinu was the first one to say Aleph, Dalet, Nun, Yud. Avram was the first one to recognize that Hashem is calling the shots, is the manik. Purim is a yom when we're makir that Hashem is calling the shots, but we didn't get. Now here we come to Pesach. Pesach is not the Megillah. Okay, Pesach is not the Megillah. Pesach is Pesach. How do we enter into the Haggadah? I don't have Haggadah with me. Do we have Haggadah here in the Sefer? We have Haggadah? So when you begin to say Hallel, what is the Hakdamah, the words of Hallel, before we say Hallelujah? The first... The Shab Nashir Shir Chadash?
No,
B'Nom Al-Lafan of Shir Chadasha, Hallelujah. And then we begin. Hallelujah, Hallelujah, B'Kachah. So the word that leads us into Hallel is Hallelujah. And the first word of Hallel is also Hallelujah. So Rav Schlesinger says something incredible. What's the shorish of challah, of halaluka? Challah. In fact, that is the simon in the Haggadah, the challah. What is challah, the gematria?
65.
What are the extra letters to make from to go from challah to halaluka? 26. Vav, yud, aleph. Vav,
Vav.
Yeah,
okay.
That's
Kaf. Vav 15
and 21.
It's
missing another
half. It's Kaf. The Kaf
at the end.
Wait. Give me one second. I'm not giving up here. So it's Eke. Wait. Yud K. I'm getting confused. Yud K. Vav K is 20. Yud K. Vav K is 26. And the extra letters are Vav, Yud is 16, plus He is 20, 21. So 21 is Eke. Eke, not Yud Kei Vav Kei. Okay, I didn't think this through then. I made a mistake. But he said this on Eke Asher Eke. When Hashem came to Moshe Rabbeinu, Hashem said to Mashemi, Molar, Eke Asher Eke, Koisam Alivnei Yisrael, Eke Shilochani Eschem, which is Eke Aleph, which is 21. Eke is so. Therefore, it's not exactly Yud Kei Vav Kei. I take it back. So I have to revise the Vart. But Eke is related, that is a fact, to Yud Kei Vav Kei. Yud Kei Vav Kei is really the combination of past, present, future. I don't know what I'm saying now. Okay, but the basic idea is, I have to go back to the drawing board, is that Hallel is the synthesis of Adnus with Eke Shelochani Eschem. When Hashem said to Moshe Rabbeinu, I'm taking you out of Mitzrayim, I'm going to give you something. Eke Shelochani, go. What's his name? His name is Eke. He sent me to take you out of Mitzrayim, to bring you to Eretz Yisrael, to give you the Torah. You're going to get something. You're going to get something out of this experience. It's not just that Hashem is the manig of the world. We know Hashem is the manig of the world. Klal Yisrael Mitzrayim, we're maminim b'nei maminim. They know from Avram Avinu. These are the children of Avram Avinu. We know Hashem controls the world. What does it do for us? We're slaves. We're slaves here. What's it do for us that Hashem controls the world? Very good. This is my destiny, to be a slave. No, you're not going to be a slave. Eke Shelochani Eschem, take you out to give you the Torah, to make you the Yama Nivchar. Pesach is the synthesis of Purim, of Adnos, Hallel, plus a recognition of Eke Shelochani Eschem. That is why the word Halleluka is the most appropriate word to go into, lead into the Hallel. V'shamnar shir chadash Halleluka, and now we begin the Hallel indeed with the word Halleluka, to that Pesach, this is what Pesach is. The manik, plus, we are being selected to receive the ultimate bracha, the ultimate benefit from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Can I tell you one more, another quick vart? This is just an idea, an interesting idea. This really touched upon what we learned today. That we built up Nevuchadnezzar in order to express the betrayal of Tzidkiyahu. It's very fascinating that this Yom Tov of Tzias and Shama, we focus to a very large degree on the wickedness and the rishus, the sins of Mitzrayim, yet we go out of our way to give credit to Paro. One of the major chunks of the Haggadah is the very beginning. Tseu lamad, ma bikesh lovon horami lasos liyakov avinu, sheparoi legozar el al hazachorim. The love on Bikesh Lakar Esakol. Now, first of all, most of us wouldn't even begin to think about love. What does love on have to do with Yitzias Mitzrayim? The whole story of the exit about Paro, Kaishal. Love on Madakar Shmei. He tried to kill us, didn't try to kill us. You want to go back and talk about it, go back to Cain and Hevel. Go back to Noah. Go back to Nimrod. What are you going back to love on? There's something very unique about love on. And that love on, through love on, Paro looks good. Paro looks very good. Shelovan, we mamish begin the Haggadah. This is the very Haggadah. Here we are, we're describing our worst bitter enemies who try to destroy us. And the first thing we do is, you know, Paro's not so bad. They were worse people in history. It's a Pella. Okay, would Trump ever say something nice about Obama? Would a Republican ever say something nice about a Democrat? Never. And here, we start the Haggadah, our history, the history of the Jewish people was soaked in blood. It wasn't so bad. It wasn't so bad. There were worse people out there. Isn't that a pella? That's how the Haggadah should begin. Adrabba v'adrabba. The Baal Haggadah is coming. Rav Schlesinger, he alludes to this idea. It's exactly the Baal Haggadah is trying to teach you. The eager reason why we have Lavan is not because the Baal Haggadah really cares about Lavan. We're only using Lavan, would you believe this, in the beginning of the Haggadah, to say something nice about Paro. Because Paro was our host. He was our host. He supported us during the time of famine. Through Paro, we became the Am HaNifcha. It was the Kor HaBarzel. We would never want to do this l'chatchila, okay? But in Hashem's book, Ki Loi Machshevoi Sai Machshevoi Seichem, you get credit is given to where it's deserved. If there is a mashahu of credit that is deserved by Paro, you give him his credit. And that's a very powerful lesson when you sit down at the Haggadah. That's right, there's justice, there's punishment, there's chorbin. But you know, if there's a redeeming quality somewhere along the line, you know, that also has to be mentioned, also has to be given credit. We do that with the Rosh also. We do that. Everyone comes to the Seder, the Dalbanim. We don't have the Tzaddik by the Seder. The Tzaddik is not there. Each of the Dalbanim is problematic. You have to look at every object, every period, every person, and extract the nitzaitz of Toiv, and give that nitzaitz what it deserves, its reward, and use it as a springboard to be inspired to do more and more good. All right, we'll stop over here.